So Lord Vishnu tells the demigods, yes, I'm well aware of this Hiranyakashipu, and you want me to deal with him. Yes, I will, but you must be patient and wait for the right time. This Hiranyakashipu will have a son, and that son will be my pure devotee. And when Hiranyakashipu tries to kill his own son, at that time, I will deal with Hiranyakashipu. So the demigods felt relief. We just need to be patient. So, Hiranyakashipu, he's now ruling the universe, and he has some sons, and he has this one son, Prahlad. Everyone say that beautiful name. And Narada Muni, who's telling the story to Maharaj Yudhisthira, he explains the qualities of Prahlad, that he is so saintly, and he has no material desires, and he doesn't like to play. Rather, he's always in meditation on Krishna. And Narada explains that sometimes Prahlad is in such spiritual consciousness, he can feel the touch of Krishna's hand on his hand. Who would like that? Who would like to feel the touch of Krishna? Yes. That would be wonderful. So, Hiranyakashipu had his own university. University of Demoniac. And he wanted his son to get a first-class demoniac education. He wanted him to know everything in the material world. First class. So, the young boy, 5-year-old Prahlad, he went to the school. And one day, his father called his son, Prahlad! And the boy, very submissive, very gentle, yes, father. Prahlad, sit on my lap. And so, like any nice father, when the son sits on his lap, he smells his head. Who has done that? Isn't it beautiful? Yes, I did that with my grandson. And because I read that in the Bhagavatam, and I said, let's see if the Bhagavatam is true. And sure enough, when I smelled my grandson's head, my God, the Bhagavatam is real. It's really such a nice experience. Prahlad! Yes, Father. Tell me, what are you learning in that school? And Prahlad says, I'm not learning anything in that school. What far as I'm concerned, someone like you, you sense enjoyer, you should go to the forest. You should give up your so-called kingly life, and you should practice penances and austerities. Hiranyakashipu cannot believe what's coming from his son's mouth. So he calls the teachers, Chanda, Amarka, who has spoiled my son? He is talking nonsense. What are you teaching him? So the teachers chastise Prahlad. Prahlad, we never taught you this nonsense. So Hiranyakashipu warns Chanda and Amarka, take this boy. Train him properly. I don't want to hear this kind of nonsense philosophy ever again. So Chanda and Amarka, they chastise Prahlad. So Prahlad goes back to the school. And after some time, Hiranyakashipu wants a progress report. So again, Prahlad! Yes, Father. Come. Sit on my lap. Now, Prahlad, your teachers assure me that they are teaching you properly how to be a first-class demon like your old man, like father, like son. Tell me, Prahlad, now, what is the best thing you have learned in school? And Prahlad says, again, I have not learned anything in your school. As far as I know, the best thing I ever learned was from my guru. My guru taught me Shravana Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam Iti Pungsarpita Vishnau Bhaktischain Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam. Prahlad says the topmost education is to engage in 9 kinds of devotional service, bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering Vishnu. And when Hiranyakashipu hears these words from his own son, he throws him off his lap. You are not my son. You are praising the enemy who killed your uncle, my brother? And you are speaking favorably of this Lord Vishnu? You are not my son. You must be killed. So the servants of Hiranyakashipu, they take the boy and they start to torture him. So this is the beginning of torture. Hiranyakashipu, founder acharya of the torture system. And they try to pierce Prahlad with lances and spears, but nothing happened to Prahlad. Then they took Prahlad and they put him in a big pot of boiling oil, but nothing happened to the boy. Then they threw Prahlad off a cliff, but the picture shows there is Krishna catching Prahlad. They take Prahlad and threw him under the feet of an elephant. The elephant with his trunk picks up Prahlad, puts him on his head. Then everything has failed. Hiranyakashipu takes the food that his mother has prepared and puts poison in the food. So what does Prahlad do? Prahlad offers the food, just like what you ate was first offered to Gaur-Nitai. Therefore it became prasad. So Prahlad, he offered the food and then ate it. Nothing happened. Hiranyakashipu cannot understand what is this about his son, that no matter what he does, he cannot be killed? So Hiranyakashipu was disturbed. Now when Prahlad was in school, and when it was time for lunch, the teachers would leave, the children, they would eat their lunch and they would play, and Prahlad would call his class friends, come, come. And the boys, they're only 5 years old, so they're basically innocent. So Prahlad says, I want to teach you something that's very, very fun. And the boy said, yeah, we want fun. So Prahlad began to explain to them what is Krishna consciousness. And the boys liked what Prahlad was saying. And Prahlad would get his classmates to sing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody! Hare Hare Hare. And the young boys, they said to Prahlad, Prahlad, all this stuff you're teaching us about Krishna consciousness, how have you learned this? Because you're one of us, all we know is this school. Where did you learn this? And Prahlad said, oh, I will tell you the story. So Prahlad tells his classmates that when he was in the womb of his mother, his father was out performing austerities. So Indra and the demigods, they kidnapped Prahlad's mother. And they were thinking, like father, like son, that the boy in the woman's womb must be like Hiranyakashipu. So they were waiting for her to give birth, and they were going to kill him. But Narada came on the scene when Indra was starting to take Hiranyakashipu's wife. And Narada said, stop! You cannot take this woman. You do not understand. She is carrying a child that nobody can kill, because he is protected by the Supreme Lord, Narayana. Everybody say, even if you tried to kill him, you would not be able. So Indra and the demigods, they respected Narada. And they let her go. And they went back into hiding. Then Narada took that woman, Prahlad's mother, to his ashram. And he said, you can stay here safely until you give birth, or when your husband returns, then you can go. So Narada Muni gave shelter. And while in his ashram, Narada Muni instructed Prahlad's mother in Krishna consciousness. And the child in the womb was hearing everything Narada was saying. He got full self-realized knowledge from Narada when he was in the womb. His mother, she could not understand. But the boy in the womb, he learned everything. And the young boys, they wanted to know, well, what did you learn in the womb of your mother? So a whole chapter is dedicated to what Prahlad learned in the womb from Narada. And it's basically Bhagavad Gita, Krishna conscious philosophy. So Prahlad is preaching and they're doing kirtan. Then the teachers come back. What is this nonsense? Prahlad, stop this now. Cannot do this. Stop this. And they chastise Prahlad. So finally, Hiranyakashipu had enough. Prahlad was preaching in the class. Prahlad was defying him. He could not be killed. So Hiranyakashipu one day said to Prahlad, Prahlad, where do you get your powers from that you can defy me, Hiranyakashipu? And Prahlad said, the source of my strength is the source of everyone's strength, and certainly the source of your strength, Krishna. Everybody say. And Hiranyakashipu laughed. Oh, Prahlad, what is this Krishna? And Prahlad said, Krishna is God. And Hiranyakashipu said, no, I am God. And Prahlad said, no, you are not God. So that's significant. The 5-year-old boy, he was gentle, he was meek, he was humble. But when his father claimed to be God, he did not tolerate that. He spoke out, no, you are not God. So Hiranyakashipu said, "Oh, Prahlad, you're just a 5-year-old boy. Where is your God?" And Prahlad said, "Vasudeva." Everybody say, "My God is everywhere." And again, Hiranyakashipu. "Oh, Prahlad, your God is everywhere. You're just a 5-year-old boy. What do you know?" "All right, Prahlad. If your God is everywhere, then is he in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Of course, my God is everywhere." So Hiranyakashipu drew his sword. He said, "Now watch, Prahlad. I will kill your God, and then you will bow down and worship me. You will accept me as God." So Hiranyakashipu drew his sword, and he struck the pillar. But when he struck the pillar, he heard this tremendous sound, a sound that no one had ever heard. Earth shattering. No, universal shattering. A sound so deafening, so inconceivable. And you're running, what? And then out came, "Lord Nrisimha Bhagavan Ki." The Lord came in four arms, with the head of a lion and the body of a man. Nada Hari. Everybody say, half man, half lion. And he was angry. And so Hiranyakashipu prepared to fight. And so Lord Nrisimha and Hiranyakashipu, they fought for some time. Hiranyakashipu had mystic powers, so he could appear here, then here, then here. He could appear all over. But Hiranyakashipu could easily capture him. And once Hiranyakashipu thought he had Lord Nrisimha in his grip, but the Lord appeared outside. And so it's explained by Narada that when a snake captures a mouse, he captures the mouse and then lets it go. Captures, lets it go. Captures, lets it go. Captures, swallows. He plays. So in the same way, Lord Nrisimha was waiting for a particular moment because he had to keep all the benedictions intact. So Lord Nrisimha was waiting for sunset, which is neither day nor night. So at sunset, Lord Nrisimha took Hiranyakashipu on his lap, which is not land or sky or air. And then he sat in the doorway, which is neither inside nor outside. And then in great anger, Lord Nrisimhadeva, with his nails — that's not a weapon. You think you're going to fight with your colored nails, ladies? Huh? Nails is not a weapon. And with his nails, he took Hiranyakashipu over his lap and gouged out his insides and took his intestines and wrapped it around himself like a garland. And he was still angry and roaring. And then he, with his hand, he took out the heart of Hiranyakashipu and threw it on the ground, because that heart was sinful, evil, demoniac. And then he took Hiranyakashipu and threw him off his lap. And he's still roaring. Another great 3D movie, huh? I would love to see that 3D. And the scene would be Lord Hiranyakashipu is right there. Everybody would freak out in the movie. So Lord Nrisimha is sitting on the throne and he's warring. And then Hiranyakashipu's soldiers come. And Lord Nrisimha assumes a huge form and he manifests thousands of arms. And just with his nails, he kills all Hiranyakashipu's soldiers. and he's still roaring. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all the demigods come and they offer prayers. But nobody can calm Lord Nrisimhadeva. He's still roaring. So then Lord Brahma sees Nrisimha's wife, Lakshmi. And he says to Lakshmi, please calm your husband down. Lakshmi says, I've never seen him like this. Ladies, perhaps you've seen your husband like that. I know how husbands can be. I'm one. Sometimes we have that Nrisimha form. And sometimes the ladies, they also... Yeah, I know. Works both ways. I have experience of that as well. So Lakshmi does not want to go in front of Lord Nrisimha. So then Lord Brahma sees Prahlad. And he says, Prahlad, go. Do something. Prahlad has a garland. He puts it on Lord Nrisimha. And then Prahlad falls flat before the Lord. And when Lord Nrisimha sees Prahlad lying flat, he puts his Tavakara Kamalavare Nakamad Bhuta Sringam. He takes his lotus hand, puts it on Prahlad's head, and Lord Nrisimha calms down. Then, because his head has been touched by the hand of Lord Nrisimha, Prahlad stands up and begins to offer prayers. Stop for a second.